Let's not waste any more time in welcoming in our very special guest, the commissioner himself of the NHL, Mr. Gary Bettman, making time for us today. Commissioner, thank you for joining us here on the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be with you.
Well, it's great to hear from you, and of course, all of Vegas is excited. I know that you were excited the night that they named the team. We got to meet you briefly then, but you were running around doing a lot of stuff, which I'm sure you're doing today as well. But what does it mean to you and the NHL to finally be having the first game here in Las Vegas? I know some people have said it would never happen, but everybody was amazed at the way that this community joined the team, and with after the events of a week ago from Sunday, the team has really rallied around the community and the community around the team.
Well, obviously, we've been excited about having a team in Las Vegas, being the first professional sports league to come here. But the events of the last week, I think, have changed what tonight means. Instead of just being a celebration and a party, which was initially planned, this is going to be about what a professional sports team can mean to unite and bring people together. And that's what I think you're going to see tonight before the game.
I'd certainly like to congratulate you and your office on the vision of being able to see a team here. We had seen you guys come here in the past to do the NHL Awards. How much do you think really introducing the product with a celebration and an evening like that in the past few years has led to the folks in Vegas becoming familiar with the National Hockey League?
You know, that's a great question. We came here with the award shows over the last, I don't know, 7-8 years, because this is a great place to have a party and to bring people together, and our players love coming here and our fans love coming here. But what Bill Foley did to really create a grassroots effort to demonstrate that Las Vegas was a city that not only wanted professional sports but would support it is really what drove it. I mean, the season ticket drive was incredible. The corporate support has been great. And this is a team that we knew had to be supported by the people of Las Vegas. This wasn't a team that was put here so that just the visiting fans would come to the games. We knew that Las Vegas, we came to learn that Las Vegas was a city that wanted its own team and was going to be proud to have a team that it would, in effect, give birth to. And the fact that the history is being created here in Las Vegas has made it all the more special.
And it is a special team, and it actually might be a pretty good team as well, because unlike expansion teams from the past, this team had the opportunity to get a player from each one of the 30 teams because they were the only expansion team this year. So what did you think of that expansion draft night when you saw the first roster? Because I remember looking up and thinking, you know what, they got some pretty good players here.
Well, actually, every expansion draft requires that every team, existing team, give up a player. What we did here that was a little different is the number of players you could protect as an existing team were less, and that was all part of making sure that the Vegas Golden Knights would get a more competitive team than perhaps we'd seen in the past for expansion teams. Now that they're 2-0, I only have to worry that the other teams are going to be a little angry because they're too good, my tongue in my cheek.
Yeah, for sure. And what I meant by that was because it was only one team and not two that that Vegas got somebody from every team out there. But it has been a great start, and tonight is going to be special. What are you looking most forward to tonight here in Las Vegas? Because like you mentioned, it's not really a normal home opener. That's almost going to be this Friday's game against Detroit with everything going on here and the ceremonies and different things. It has taken on a whole different meaning.
Well, I think it's going to be an emotional night, and it'll be an opportunity to bring the community together, to be part of the healing process, to demonstrate really in not just good times but in tough times what a sports team can mean to its community. And people are going to be honored and remembered in the appropriate ways, and it's going to be special to be there and be a part of that.
On the hockey side, we've seen over the past few years that the quality of player that is playing in the National Hockey League is probably at its highest that it has ever been. We saw in the preseason an attention to detail on calling the slashing as written in the rule book, and we as a result have seen a tremendous amount of scoring over the first weekend. Was that part of the decision-making process to go back to calling the rule as is?
Well, actually, calling a stricter standard is sure something that we've never been called to the rule book, but the principal concern was injuries, particularly for the skilled players who were handling the puck. We were seeing broken fingers, broken hands, broken wrists. And so if the end result of this is we see more scoring, that's great. But this was really about preventing injuries and limiting what you could do to a hockey play.
Commissioner Gary Bettman joining us here. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio, your home for the Golden Knights in Las Vegas. When it comes to the slashing, has this, the fact that scoring is up, and no, it's a very small sample size because the season has just begun. If the scoring continues like this, does that kind of stop the talk about making the crease bigger or the net bigger or something else out there? Because there's been a lot of people trying to figure out how to get more scoring in the game because goalies are so darn big and good these days.
You know, scoring has been probably pretty flat in terms of up or down over the last 10 years. There are always going to be talk because hockey fans are so passionate and knowledgeable about what you can change. But the game's in a really good place. The competitive balance is extraordinary. We're seeing more lead changes. We're seeing more come from behind victories. And so it's early in the season. I wouldn't read too much into any of it other than the hockey's been sensational, and it's great to be back playing, and it's great to have our 31st team playing.
We've seen the NHL make a concerted effort globally. We saw you guys go to China to start the preseason. We've seen the NHL be involved in tournaments in Central South America, trying to bring hockey to non-traditional markets. We just saw Morocco was in an international tournament last week or the week before. What is the next step for the NHL in the continued globalization of hockey?
Well, the four North American major sports leagues, ours is the most international. 25% of our players come from outside of North America. We have a worldwide following, and we're continuing to look for ways to grow the game at all levels, grassroots, as well as bringing our game to more people than ever before. And that's an effort that will continue because with technology, the world just continues to shrink. And we consider ourselves fortunate that the game's popular in so many places. Although Canada and the U.S. is where our teams are, and that's always going to be the primary source of our focus.
It seems like when I watch hockey these days, too, that I see a lot of smaller guys that are really great athletes that are quick and can skate around in that. Not that there weren't always some here and there, but it seems like the skill level in the game is at higher than it's ever been. And maybe the physicality, although we all love the hard checks and everything else, I love physical play, but it seems like you're trying to take some of the fighting out of the game in that as well. And I don't know if that's a bad thing. In fact, I think in a lot of ways it's a good thing because like you mentioned, the slashing with the injuries and that. Has that been a focal point of the game to try to make it a little bit fairer and a more level playing field for all types of body sizes and styles?
Well, we have focused on emphasizing speed and skill. That's part of what we did when we took the clutching and grabbing and hooking and holding out of the game. The game's still very physical. I think we average somewhere close to 40 or 50 hits a game. So I wouldn't suggest the game is physical. It's just emphasizing the skill element more than we have in the past by making sure that players can't be obstructed and that the skilled players have an opportunity to demonstrate their speed and skill.
For those folks in the Valley here in Las Vegas that are going to be new to hockey and starting to learn the game, what would you tell them as the number one reason that you believe hockey is the best sport in the world?
Well, first of all, our athletes are incredible, both on and off the ice, and I think Las Vegas has been seeing that the last week with the presence that our players have had in the community. Secondly, we have the most extraordinary competitive balance in all of professional sports. On any given night, any team can win. The races to make the playoffs come down to the last week. Teams will make or not make the playoffs by a point or two, and as we've demonstrated, once the playoffs begin, anything can happen. We are a game that is the most difficult to play because everything you do in every other sport, you've got to be able to do in our game, and you got to be able to do it while skating. So the extraordinary skill and speed is breathtaking, and the outcome of our games is unpredictable. It's an emotional, exciting, entertaining evening when you go to one of our games.
I've said it ever since I lived back in Chicago, and I used to go to Blackhawk games at the old Chicago Stadium. I don't think there's a more exciting game in the world, especially live. I love it on TV, but live up close, when you see the speed and the power and the slap shots and everything else, hockey to me sells itself. It is incredible. We're certainly excited that it's here in Las Vegas and that the opening night is tonight at T-Mobile Arena. There was a lot of speculation, though, when the Golden Knights were coming, that they might be one of two teams entering the league because it is the 31st team. Are you still looking at a 32nd team? Is that down the road a little ways? Is it coming soon, or is that really not a priority right now with you in the league?
Further expansion right now isn't anything we're focused on. It's not a priority. And as you said, you're excited to have us here, and we're excited to be here. We're thrilled.
Well, we are certainly thrilled and excited to have the Golden Knights here. I got to ask you one other question, because I always find it kind of amusing, no matter where you are, and you did it here when they named the team, it seems like the crowd boos the commissioner in every sport, and you're no exception out there, but it seems like you always have a smile on your face, and you kind of say, come on, ramp it up, get a little bit louder. Is that just something that you anticipate and expect as a commissioner, and you actually, in a kind of way, enjoy it?
You mean people are actually booing? I thought they were cheering, and it was a sign of affection.
No, oh, okay.
Seriously, well, and even when I was here in November and we announced the team name and I got booed, if you remember, what I said was, Vegas has just proved that it's ready to be an NHL city. To get any sort of reaction, to see that our fans are excited and enthused about what we do, it's great. And if my getting booed is part of that, it's okay with me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, well, and you know what? The bottom line is, people might boo you, but like you said, it means that Vegas is ready for it. And you know what? I'm sure as a commissioner of any sport out there, a boo is like a cheer. And the bottom line is, even if they are booing you right now, the bottom line is that they are cheering, because we have hockey in Las Vegas. The NHL starts tonight at home. And the undefeated Vegas Golden Knights are the team that's representing the city.
Looking forward to tonight, guys. Great to be with you.
Thank you very much. Commissioner Gary Bettman there with us.